1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden continues to reject calls from a small number of Democrats to end his candidacy.
I am not going anywhere. I wouldn't be running if I didn't absolutely believe that I am the best candidate to beat Donald Trump in 2024.
The president Monday on MSNBC's Morning Joe, the vast majority of Democrats standing by Mr. Biden.
You see this sort of split screen that's playing out here on Capitol Hill, where you have a handful of Democratic members that want President Biden to step aside, but then you have members who are saying absolutely they're standing behind the president, they want the Democratic Party to rally behind him, and they're issuing sort of a warning that having this type of dysfunction so close to the November election could actually hurt the party.
ABC's Rachel Scott. The Republican Party will have its first new platform since 2016. The platform committee adopting a policy document opposing a federal abortion ban. The government's national average price for regular gasoline up a penny in the past week. This is ABC. There are more guns than there are people in this country, and they get used every day. In Detroit, two people were killed, 19 wounded, when the bullets started flying at an illegal block party. Police Chief James White.
Large numbers of people from around the state, as far as 50 miles away, that are showing up armed, many instances, with a sense of lawlessness taking over the streets.
Police boosting Thursday through Sunday patrols over the summer to disperse the illegal parties in Detroit. In Chicago.
Over 100 people have been shot in this city. 19 people have been killed this holiday weekend.
Mayor Brandon Johnson, absent meaningful gun control, words are about all he can offer.
When this reckless violence ravages across our city this magnitude, we are losing a piece of the soul of Chicago.
Mayor Brandon Johnson promises there will be consequences for the criminal activity. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk, a message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Eau Claire parents are asking the Supreme Court for permission to sue their school district over a gender support policy. The district policy says staff should respect the student's chosen gender and doesn't need to notify parents. Parents say that violates their constitutional rights. The case has already been dismissed twice from lower courts for lack of standing. A lot of farm workers do their jobs outside in extreme heat in the summer. The Biden administration wants to guarantee them mandatory rest breaks, shade, and clean drinking water. Samantha Guerrero is a community organizer who says it's high time.
There are a lot of farm workers who are in danger of losing their lives in these extreme temperatures. And so far, we have seen no urgency to enact or create any protection.
479 American workers died from heat exposure between 2011 and 2022. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers get the win in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 9-2 victory Sunday over the Los Angeles Dodgers. Top of the fourth, no score. And Christian Yelich at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Fly ball deep center. Back Pajes, still back and gone. Back-to-back days with homers for Christian Yelich, and the Brewers strike first in L.A.
Now, with the win, the Brewers able to avoid being swept by the Dodgers. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on what made the difference.
You know, story of the game, obviously Yelich, has been dominant this series in terms of his at-bats. It's been unbelievable. And guys like Vinny Capra, Eric Haas, these guys are in the major leagues for the first time this week. And Capper's got about 12 at-bats total in his career. And for him to play defense the way he did and play in this environment, I was just proud as hell of him. And great effort. A lot of guys, great effort.
The crew is now back home. They have the day off before they host the Pirates tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club, located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A shower or two in the overnight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lower 60s by sunrise. Our winds will be light. On Tuesday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. There will be a shower or storm in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 80s. It's 66 at our studios.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we're live from Wisconsin Dells on our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour. Will Todd be on a duck boat? Find out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing? Here's why I don't love the Biden debate. I really don't like it. It doesn't mean I don't think it's important. I don't throw stones at our listeners who want to engage in it, who have real questions about who would be the strongest nominee. I think it is not the most opportune time to have that discussion, given that the convention is not long from now. But it's a better time of having that discussion than after the convention. It's even arguably a better time than during the convention, because a united convention, because a peaceful convention, because a convention that shows confidence among the American people is a convention that is more correlative to victory, correlates better to actually having a strong chance to win. Here's what I don't like. It is inevitable. I know what the media is doing. They did the same thing with Hillary Clinton's emails. I think there's a little bit of sort of self-hating going on. I think a little bit of what happens is there is, in urban areas, a echo chamber that happens, particularly in New York, D.C., a little bit less Los Angeles, and they want to seem reasonable. They don't want to have at the cocktail party only saying, oh, well, Trump is a buffoon, we can't elect him. They have to have something else to say. And so to demonstrate their equanimity, to demonstrate their fair-mindedness, their intellectual discipline, they say, well, we've got to spend real time going after the Democratic nominee, the nominee that might be supported by more of our urban friends, people who live in our same apartment complex or live in our same neighborhood. We have to show that we're willing to go after them. And so they end up latching on with great vigor, more vigor than the merits justify. Things like Hillary Clinton's email server, and yes, like Joe Biden's age. That we overstate the case. Because there isn't right now. We had Eugene, board-certified psychiatrist, call in and said, yeah, I think, and he was sort of candid, I think that you are seeing the kind of mild mental decline that happens in a lot of seniors. But then Eugene, but it, often it can make you wiser. It didn't make him worse. It's made him slower. And if we look at his presidency, that is, to me, the best indication of whether or not the guy can do the job is, in fact, his presidency. It is not a debate with Donald Trump. But here's why. And I'm, again, I am not here to bury Caesar nor to praise him. But here's why I don't like the debate. I wrote something down. I am going to share you some of my notes. First of all, it is judging based on a level of generality away. It is a debate based too much on what we think others will think. It means it is self-fulfilling, it is media fueled. So Joe Biden has made presidential decisions. So many of the people who I love and admire, who wish there were a different nominee against Donald Trump, will start out by saying, I love Joe Biden, and he has been the first or second best president of my lifetime. Joe Biden has hired good staff and has good staffing judgment. He shows good policy judgment, good national strategic judgment and values. He is a patriot who serves the country, not his own pocketbook. He is not in the pocket of a foreign dictator. Too much of the debate isn't about Joe Biden's suitability to be president, but about his suitability as a candidate, about whether or not he makes for good television. And what bugs me about that is the whole reason we have campaigns is to decide who could do a good job as president. It is not to figure out who could do a good job as convincing people they could do a good job as president. Do you understand what I mean by level of generality away? Does that make sense? Is it too confusing? That it ends up being meta. It ends up being a debate about itself. If we're trying to evaluate who can be president, and so often I say, well, the president needs to step aside because he's not a good enough candidate. Well, wait a minute. I thought the whole point of being a candidate was to determine whether or not somebody could do the job as president. Again, that does not erase away the decision. There are legitimate questions about who could do the job as president and if President Joe Biden could do the job as president going forward for blank number more years. That's a legitimate discussion. But what I don't like about this debate is it's too meta. It's too feeding on itself. It's self-important by the media. It's self-important by pundits. It's self-important by armchair pundits. People say, well, I know what other people will vote for. And even if I think Joe Biden would be a good president or has been a very good president, I'm not sure he could make the case to other people. Therefore, what we make a decision on is who could make the case about themselves. It's kind of weird. Second thing I don't like about it. That modern media narratives are bad at evaluating and explaining multivariate stories. Stories with lots of causes. That modern media narratives look for a cause, an explanation, an ephemeral Occam's razor, the single winning hot take. Reality usually has more than one thing going on. In that previous debate, Joe Biden dealt with his age, for sure. He dealt with coming off a cold, maybe antihistamines. He dealt with, as his staff said, well, it was later in the day. A sweet spot is usually in the strong parts or the working part, the fat part of the day, not after he's had a hard day of being president. Bad preparation. Bad preparation by Joe Biden, but also typically bad preparation of a president who, we've seen this now from multiple presidents, who prep for, and Joe Biden tried to say this in his interview with George Stephanopoulos, is they prepare it like they'd prepare meeting with a world leader. They'd look at some of the details, some of the points they need to make sure they'd hit, rather than preparing it like you prepare a performance, which is a different level of rehearsal. When you're preparing a performance, it's a different level. It's a lot more. It's not like preparing a disciplined business meeting. An actor has to do a lot more. A performer has to do a lot more. A musician has to do a lot more. A presidential debater has to do a lot more than someone preparing for a board meeting. Both important, but different level of preparation. Another piece of the multivariable story, the complex story, was Trump's lies. The difficulty at dealing with that cavalcade, that cascade, that rush of misstatement after misstatement, and it can leave someone slack-jawed. It can leave someone dumbfounded. It would leave most of us dumbfounded and slack-jawed. How am I even supposed to respond to this? Part of the story is also the moderators. Not fact-checking, not correcting, and doing precious little follow-up. You add up all of those things, and it is a perfect storm. The challenge is that it's hard in the media, and I characterize myself as a very minor junior member of that same challenge, to explain something that has a lot of variables, because we look at that smoking hot take, that single winning angle, that mythical Occam's razor, that single cause. That's the second reason I don't like this debate. Third, it puts the blame in the wrong place. If Donald Trump wins, it is not Joe Biden's fault. Let me say that again. If Donald Trump wins, it is not Joe Biden's fault. It's the Republican Party's fault. It's Republican voters' fault. It is the fault of people who vote for Donald Trump. It is Donald Trump's fault. It is Donald Trump's family's fault. It is the oligarchs and idiots who fund his campaign. It's their fault. It is the fault of some major media including the old sentiment, well, Donald Trump might be bad for the country, but he's great for CBS. It's good for ratings, good for clicks. It's their fault. It's right-wing media's fault. It's the fault of alt-right fascists. It is the fault of the National Rifle Association. It is the fault of the Heritage Foundation. And there's a risk for, and a risk of self-blame, maybe even a tendency, a risk of not learning, not improving ourselves, but self-flagellation, not training the move, but hurting the team's morale and making people question whether they want to join a different team. Literally conduct that is contradictory to advancing the policy objectives in the first place. Those are some of the reasons I don't like the debate. We're going to have it, but I don't love it.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back. This is the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Jeff Smith, 202-808-9925.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Before President Biden sat down with ABC's George Stephanopoulos, he made the call to Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
I screwed up. I made a mistake. But I learned from my father, when you get knocked down, just get back up.
From now and through the election, count on Civic Media to give you unparalleled front row access to the stories and newsmakers that matter most. Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us. When you need real news and great conversation, count on us, the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Hey, it's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke with the Midwest Farm Report, heard weekday mornings at 5 right here on WISS. If you like food, if you like farmers, tune in and learn. 5 a.m. on Air Support 93.3 FM and 1100 a.m. Oshkosh.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle 3. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for. It is cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system, can make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients. Tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Something you'll love, you can save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies. Dogs can't get enough of these wild caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Again, text Tom to 511-511 right now. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Hope your dog's made it through the fireworks okay. So let me be clear. I do not begrudge the conversation. I do not begrudge Jon Favreau of Crooked Media. I do not begrudge David Axelrod of making an important point. We are not hearing the Republicans calling for Donald Trump's oust, excuse me, for Joe Biden's ouster. In fact, one of the Trump daughters said, oh, the daughter-in-law, I think, said, oh, it would be a miscarriage if Joe Biden were replaced, sort of projecting maybe they want to run against him. Maybe they've seen the polls and want to take a crack. I don't begrudge that. I think that is a discussion that is legitimate discussion leading up to the convention, as long as we get to a convention that is a united convention that understands sufficiently what is at stake. I think it is a fair thing for members of Congress to talk to Joe Biden about. I think it's a fair thing for us to discuss here on the program. But I want to have a sense of proportionality. I want to have a sense of the context as well. And to be clear, why I don't really love this debate. Not that I think it's illegitimate, but why I don't really love it. Again, first, because it judges based on a level of generality away. There's a debate on what we think others will think. So little of the debate is about whether Joe Biden could do the job, because once you start asking that question, it has such a quick retort, such a quick response, such a powerful counterargument, which is, if you want to know how well he can do the job, look how well he has been doing the job. And I don't mean 2.5 years ago, I mean 2.5 weeks ago, I mean 2.5 months ago. That we have had the best presidency, no worse second best presidency of the last 50 years. Somehow we have avoided that discussion significantly. And so instead there's this meta discussion, is he a good enough TV show guy? Is he a good enough game show host? Or a good enough game show contestant? Could he do well on Shark Tank? And that cheapens the presidency. It's not unrealistic. It does not fail to describe too much of the dynamic ever since the TV age and certainly now the internet age. But it doesn't mean I have to like it. George Washington was never on television. Abraham Lincoln was never on the radio. Most people voted for a president that they had never seen talk live for 100 years in this country. And that's not saying, therefore, well, let's pretend we're back there. Of course not. We're not there. But being a good TV show contestant is not the same thing as being a president. There's overlap, but it's not the same thing. So I don't love that part. Second, I don't love the fact that we're not able to be granular, specific, and deal with the multivariables, from age, coming off a cold, to being late on a busy day, to bad preparation, to the typical bad preparation that presidents often do, to trying to deal with the cascade of Trump's lies, and moderators are not doing well about that. And relatedly, putting the blame in the wrong place, and I want you to hear this one, and please share it with your friends. And I mean your political friends, because there is this risk of a strain, and I even pile on to it. There's a risk that I pile on to it, and I say, oh, well, the problem is the circular firing squad, and then I go and I, like, critique progressives. That has limited helpfulness, because my point is not to weaken you, is not even to criticize you, is not to worsen your confidence. It is not to make other people think you are insufficient to lead. I think you should lead. I think you are sufficient to lead. Any critique I offer is only fairly justified if it is either trying to seek truth or it is trying to improve our movement, is trying to make our apparatus smarter and more strategic. I do think we could be smarter and more strategic if our focus was on being smarter and more strategic rather than whacking each other, rather than criticizing one another, rather than saying why blank elected leader isn't smart enough, isn't good enough, why certain people aren't pure enough. I think our movement could be stronger if we focused on what does being a stronger movement look like? So it can put the blame in the wrong place, and last, it misses the other part of the equation. It treats Trump as a fixed point, that it avoids calling for Donald Trump to drop out of the race because he is the one who is unfit, because he is the convicted felon, because he is the one that's all over the Epstein documents, because he is the one who has appointed a Supreme Court that is tearing down public structures, is unfit for Article 3 of the Constitution. He is the one who will oversee the implementation of Project 2025, which is being written by the people who served in his administration. He is the one that needs to be defeated. That's where some of the focus needs to be. So that's what I have to say. And that's what I want to share with the rest of you. You can tell me to jump in a lake. In a little bit, we'll have my dad on. And then you can tell me to jump in a lake. There's a great concern over the rise of the modern right wing, of MAGA Republicans, of Donald Trump himself, and therefore anger at the forces we wish would stop them, the Democratic Party, Joe Biden. But it's like being mad at mom for not protecting the family from abusive dad. It's a natural reaction, but it is misplaced anger. Focus your anger where it is merited.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
208-9925. Where should our ire be directed? What is the most important objective, and how do we get stronger?
Very pleased to have with me Tina Anderson. Tina is the founder of Just Thrive, extraordinary company that's got a new gut health product, a new probiotic. Tina, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Tom. Thank you for having me.
I think most people think of probiotics as just gut health, but this is much larger than that, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you know, gut health is such a hot topic right now. You know, everyone's kind of talking about gut health, and that's due in large part to the National Institutes of Health Human Microbiome Project. That told us more about the gut than we ever knew before. Our gut is responsible for so many aspects of our overall health. Our immune system, for example, 80% of our immune system is found in our gut lining.
I recall years ago people talking about the importance of eating, like, fermented foods, you know, like yogurt and the cabbage thing.
Sauerkraut,
yeah, absolutely. Because it would you know, supplement your gut health. We've gotten a lot more scientific about it, haven't we? We've figured out a lot more than just, you know, hey, just eat the right foods.
Absolutely. And you know what? Those are great tools to use in gut health. They just are not a replacement for a true probiotic that's going to make a change in your microbiome.
Just to start out with a probiotic, where do you begin?
I would always recommend someone starting with the Just Thrive probiotic and antioxidant. The other product I would definitely want to recommend, because unfortunately it's so relevant right now, is our Just Calm product. And that has 8 clinical trials behind it, showing that it's actually helping people reduce their perception of stress, which, I mean, obviously we all need a little bit of that these days. We have a coupon code for your audience, too, which is Tom. You can find us at justthrivehealth.com and definitely use the coupon code Tom, T-H-O-M, for 20% off either the 90-day of probiotic or the 90-day of the Just Calm.
Tina Anderson, thank you so much for dropping by today.
I really appreciate it, Tom. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. You too.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden continues to reject calls from a small number of Democrats to end his candidacy.
I am not going anywhere. I wouldn't be running if I didn't absolutely believe that I am the best candidate to beat Donald Trump in 2024.
The president Monday on MSNBC's Morning Joe, the vast majority of Democrats standing by Mr. Biden.
You see this sort of split screen that's playing out here on Capitol Hill, where you have a handful of Democratic members that want President Biden to step aside, but then you have members who are saying absolutely they're standing behind the president, they want the Democratic Party to rally behind him, and they're issuing sort of a warning that having this type of dysfunction so close to the November election could actually hurt the party.
ABC's Rachel Scott. The Republican Party will have its first new platform since 2016. The platform committee adopting a policy document opposing a federal abortion ban. The government's national average price for regular gasoline up a penny in the past week. This is ABC.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Dane County judge has ruled parts of Act 10 unconstitutional. State Superintendent Jill Underly says this decision could have a profound impact on public schools statewide. Although the implications of Judge Jacob Frost's decision are still unclear, Underly says now is the perfect time to reinvest in Wisconsin's public schools. Fighting against climate change can be good for your mental health. Dr. Emma Lawrence, leader at the Climate Care Center at Imperial College London, says countries need to address how environmental changes affect our mental well-being.
These impacts increase food and water insecurity, forced migration, community breakdown, disruption of access to healthcare that can lead to anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, substance misuse, and even death by suicide.
Studies show advocating for the environment can help relieve these eco-anxieties. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you liked Top Gun Maverick, you might like Brad Pitt's new film, F1. Pitt plays racer Sonny Hayes, a former Formula One driver who returns to the sport and mentors a rookie teammate. The film crew rolled cameras at actual Formula One events to add an element of authenticity. The teaser just dropped for the film that is being helmed by Top Gun Maverick director Joseph Kosinski and is produced by Jerry Bruckheimer for Apple TV. F1 is scheduled to open in theaters in June of 2025. Kris Kardashian never misses a chance to discuss intimate medical information in exchange for ratings. The 68-year-old says she struggled with when to tell her family about some health issues she's been dealing with. What better way to use her pseudo-reality show platform to inform, through tears, not only her family, but anyone watching that she has a cyst on her ovary? Will the Kardashians finally practice humility, or will the surgery be broadcast for all to see? Stay tuned. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A shower or two in the overnight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lower 60s by sunrise. Our winds will be light. On Tuesday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. There will be a shower or storm in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 80s. It's 66 at our studios.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next Devil's Advocates. We'll review the Sean Hannity interview with Donald Trump. I'm sure he's asking crushing questions like, will you leave the race, sir?
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients. Tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. And here's something that you will love. You'll save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Dogs can't get enough of these wild caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511 right now. Text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. All dogs go to heaven. Now it's time for News with My Dad, a show where we talk about the news with my dad. And coming on live, playing the role of my dad is, in fact, my dad, the star of our show, Joe Smith. Pop, how you doing? He's got a cue, Dad. Dad, you there? He's going to have to turn him on. We will have Joe Smith on in just a moment. We will have News with My Dad. Thank you for the tweets. If you want to ping, by the way, I'm at Jefferson D. Smith on X. That used to be called Twitter. Some of the news that I think we'll probably talk about, I want to give a shout-out. I don't know if it's just a shout-out, but I want to give a shout-out to the New York Times, who finally opted. That maybe is a little unfair. I get a little grumpy. But who finally did do an episode of their podcast focusing on the Supreme Court. It was days after the Supreme Court had made its decisions, but finally did a rundown. And then when they did the rundown, it was a little bit weird because in the first segment, they tried to focus on the place where they thought the court had been balanced. And then in the second half of the show, they talked about how the Supreme Court had moved in historically right-wing direction. And I just thought that was an interesting order. And I think I know why they do that order. I think they do that order because it seems more balanced. The challenge is, what if it's not as truthful? What if it's not as accurate? What if it doesn't get to the hard part as well? What if this habit that is happening in urban media, it has been happening in urban media in the last 40 years, is making it harder for us to get to the hard part as a country, as a democracy. I think we've got my dad on the air. Dad, are you there?
I am here. I don't know what happened.
Well, it is awesome to have you on, Dad. Let us start with your shout out. It is News of My Dad, a show where we talk about the news of my dad, starring, in fact, the person playing the role of my dad, in fact, my dad. Pop, go ahead. What's your shout out?
My shout out is for Lawrence Tribe.
Okay.
Lawrence Tribe, who was your constitutional law professor.
True.
25 years ago, and who is one of, if not the leading expert on constitutional law in the United States, really, really took on the Supreme Court and said what we all have been recognizing, that they have anointed the president as a king, and he also takes after him on the Loper Bright Enterprises case, which said that we're no longer going to rely on experts for expert opinion on regulations. We're going to let courts, who often won't know diddly squat about what the regulation is about, to make the decisions. And he really cuts them up. And I'm shouting out for Lawrence Tribe.
No, the Loper decision is such a horrible decision. And I appreciate his focus on those two. And I was just saying how the New York Times and their podcast treated those in sort of the back half, like violating their own rules of journalism, right? They treated him, put him in the back half of their discussion, which it did surprise me and also troubled me a small amount. But the idea, I mean, we have the Federal Circuit. Because there are issues of expertise that we want federal judges to really get steeped in, because this stuff gets pretty technical pretty fast, particularly as we move forward in areas like artificial intelligence, as we move forward in issues of drug development, et cetera, you want real expertise. You know, so I clerked for a federal judge, and occasionally I would have to learn about things like the Social Security Administration, I have to learn about things like immigration law, and I have to learn fast, and I would learn often by the briefings that were offered by the lawyers, and those don't cover the whole thing. And I learned a little bit more about Social Security Administration, learned a little bit more about immigration and asylum cases, because those are pretty frequent cases at that time in the federal courts. And by the seventh one I dealt with, I pretty well knew the law. And I also knew some of the policy underpinning it. But I didn't really the first time. And that first time, I was being asked to write stuff to make recommendations to other judges. That's what every clerk is asked to do. That's how our court system works. And by the way, Justice Roberts knows this because he clerked in that same system and he has clerks now. And the idea that they wanted, that this was based on expertise because they thought somehow courts would have greater expertise is hogwash. Of course, that's silly. It wasn't because of that. It is just because they wanted to limit the ability to actually regulate commercial behavior. That's really what was behind this, and they've wanted to do that for a long time.
That is exactly right. Exactly right.
What's next?
Well, there are elections that I believe we should pay some attention to, both three that have happened and one that is going to happen. The three that have happened, the first one let's talk about is what happened in the UK, that's the United Kingdom, which some people call Great Britain and other people think of as England, forgetting that Scotland and Wales also are part of the organization, where the Labour Party absolutely crushed the election. And you can't overstate what a crushing that it was. And one of the interesting things to me is that we have an election in November, but the transfer of power doesn't take place until January. The UK has an election, and the transfer of power happens almost immediately.
Is that next day?
Yeah, Keir Starmer is the day after the election. He is the one who is going to be going to the very, very important NATO conference. He is the one who is going to be making the decisions. It is really quite amazing.
Yeah, I want to dance with both those, Pop. So the first one, yeah, the Labour Party ended up with what, like 400 seats, and the Conservative Party ended up with fewer than 100 seats, or no, fewer than 200 seats, 100 something seats. And
I thought it was 120, but anyway, it's
yeah. And I think that's about right. That jives my memory at least. And then the and Liberal Democrats ended up with, was it 70 seats? It's more seats they've had in a long, long time, And so I, you know, absolute a swamp, absolute, and by that I don't mean how Donald Trump describes his own government and other people's governments. I mean a whooping. The second part, yeah, I was struck by that same thing. I think this was the order. I think they certify the election, and then maybe they even don't. I don't know. And then the outgoing prime minister leaves the number 10 Downing Street, their executive office, goes to see the king through the front door at Buckingham Palace, meets with the king and says, I'm not going to be the prime minister anymore. And then I think leaves out the back door. I think leaves out a private exit. And then I think right after that, I don't mean like 3 days, I don't mean 3 weeks, I mean like 30 minutes or 3 hours after that, the new would-be prime minister, the prime minister-elect, goes and meets with the king and says, I ask your permission to form a government. And under penalty of constitutional punishment, that king says, and maybe the ouster of the monarchy, that king says, yes, you have my permission to form a government. And then they leave out the front door and have a press conference about how they're in charge of the country now. That all happened like 20 hours.
Yep, it's really amazing. One of the things that's going to be interesting to watch is the UK, of course, has some really serious problems. The health plan, just a lot of stuff. When you have that big a majority, there is, I think, a temptation of folks to leave the corral on a particular issue because they know that the party is still going to be in charge. It's going to be interesting to see how well Starmer maintains the thing that is most critically required in a parliamentary system, and that is the close to, if not totally unanimous, support of his caucus. But it's going to be interesting.
I'm so glad you brought that up. And we're about to go to break, and then we'll be back, and we'll keep cracking. But it might be tomorrow when we play it. But I actually want to play his acceptance speech. I want to play his victory speech. It was, in a weird way, one of my very favorite victory speeches anybody has ever given. It was not thundering. He did not pound his fists on the table. His key theme was humility. His key theme was humility and service. And I found it so refreshing. And I think if they lead with humility, yes, trying to fix the National Health Service, yes, trying to make sure that they lead in the direction that people need, that's the right thing. But leading with humility, what a powerful way to start a presidency after a big whooping. I found it very interesting. We'll be right back. The news of my dad. This is the Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jeff.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
You are sort of listening to Tom Hartman. You're also listening to Joe Smith. I'm Jeff, and you're listening to you. We'll be back with my dad right after this.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
John is in studio with me right now.
I got banned at Great America for playing whack-a-mole.
What?
Because I won 14 times in a row. I still got a picture of my son in the back seat, 3 or 4 years old, with just his head sticking out and all these teddy bears.
Here I was going to make this risque joke, and then you throw your son into there. Now I have to keep
it clean. Go ahead. Thanks. That's really
nice. You are one master whacker. I'll tell you
that.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
Impressive.
You Hollywood types.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Mino and the Mayor.
I got a text from some friends of mine. They're working for Habitat for Humanity today.
Oh, great.
I might run over there, just put on the tool belt and just kind of midriff shirt, whatever, and just kind of do some work.
Get a little sheen going.
Get a little sheen going for the ladies.
Yeah. The Mino Sheen.
Hey, that would be a good, like, fragrance, like a cologne. Mino Sheen.
What is she looking for?
Hey, you smell really good, yeah. Big boy.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
Threshold. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
This is the Tom Hartman Show. I am Jeff Smith. We're talking about the elections in the United Kingdom, in France, a coalition effort that blocked the right-wing ascendant party, the French racial nationalist party, from taking power, and the sweeping victory by the Labour Party and allies in the United Kingdom. We haven't heard from Larry the Cat, but we think that Larry the Cat, who is the cat that lives, I believe, at number 10 Downing Street, who I believe has now lived through four different prime ministers. I think that's the number. I could be wrong, but I think it's four. Apparently, the former prime minister, Rishi Sunak, did not get along very well with, and we'll see if Keir Starmer gets along well with the cat. That, of course, is not the key thing. To me, one of the most interesting takeaways from the aftermath of that election, which is different from Bush and different from Obama, when both of them were quoted as saying, I've got political capital, I'm going to spend it, that what Starmer did was give an opening speech after winning a huge majority, with his primary theme being humility and how service is rooted in humility. I think truer words by a leader have never been spoken. And I think really strategic words. But Dad, you said three elections. We've gone over two. What's the third one?
Iran.
Oh, my.
Iran elected Masoud Pezeshkian, if I'm pronouncing that right, it's purely by chance.
At best, it's a coin flip, but go on.
Excuse me. And he is described as moderate and a reformer. What moderate and reformer means in Iran is an interesting question. But the thing that puzzles me, they have this election, but the power, the ultimate power in Iran, is not who wins any election. It's the supreme leader who is selected by God, who actually, of course, is selected by a bunch of imams and religious leaders.
God was not available for questions.
How that works?
Yeah, I think what happens is that there is a significant vetting process by God. That God conducts a series of town hall meetings and press conferences and answers questions from God's followers, and then God issues an edict, well reasoned and transparent. Everybody gets to know what it is, and then the imams just sort of carry it out, or a group of imams go together and say, this is our buddy who we want to have it, and we're going to tell everybody that God said so. That's the other possibility. Okay, there might be other ways, but you can make your own judgment how you all think it goes down. Anything you want to cover other than, in addition to, in the aftermath of these international elections?
Well, as I said, there were three elections that have happened and one that's going to happen sooner or later, and that's not the one that you've spent a good deal of time talking about this morning.
Yeah.
But the fact that there is going to have to be an election in Israel, where Bibi Netanyahu is going to have to face his constituency, whether or not he is going to be able to continue to postpone any trial on the charges which are pending against him, we'll see. But what is going to happen there yesterday there was a huge protest blocking traffic, demanding that Netanyahu do whatever is necessary to get the hostages out. And maybe you want to talk about what is happening in Gaza. And what I see is in this country, one of our big challenges. One of our big challenges is that there is a growing recognition, and I believe it is a recognition, that what Israel is doing and has done in Gaza is just really awful. And how do we talk about that with not seeming to be excusing the absolutely horrible thing that Hamas did last October? And also, how do we separate being critical of Israel, what they are doing, and not being seen as anti-Semitic? AIPAC wants you to think that anybody who is not totally supportive of what Israel is doing in Gaza is actually an apologist for Hamas and is actually anti-Semitic. And since I look at myself and I know that is absolutely not true for me, but how do we deal with it? And an example, yesterday, the Columbia University suspended, they didn't, removed three top administrators for email exchanges in which were interpreted as being anti-Semitic, and maybe they were, maybe they weren't, but it's a real challenge as to how we're going to do that, because we've got to be able to say killing 30,000 civilians, or some say, well, it's only half that. Okay, well, it's only 15,000 civilians.
No, and I'll give you another one. Dad, I'll give you another one. So the and I will say, we're going to go to break and say goodbye, so get ready for your straw in the wind. But the and don't love dwelling on the topic, because it's far too seldom is the discussion nuanced or even very well informed. It's almost always far too one-sided and not particularly strategic and doesn't teach me very much. So it's my frustration. But here's another one that's tricky. If what you have is the global left attacking Netanyahu and attacking Israel, and attacking Netanyahu with great reason, what that also allows Netanyahu to do, what also allows the right wing in Israel to do, is say, oh, look, the global left is not your friend. And what you've actually seen is a rise of support for right-wing parties, for right-wing ideology, for answering questions in polls of, are you liberal or conservative? Say, oh, well, I'm conservative and right-wing. We are doing that too many among global progressives are doing a favor to the Israeli right wing to say, ah, the rest of the world is not your friend, and therefore join us, and it's making it worse. One of my smarter sort of civil society strategic friends says the biggest thing that needs to happen in Israel is a growth of small L liberal civil society in Israel. Dad, you got 10 seconds for a straw in the wind.
Two quick straws in the wind. Number one, the number of men and women in the Olympics in Paris this year, virtually equal. That compares to when the first Olympics had women, 1900.
You got time for 2%. One of those, Dad, because you had 10 seconds. I love you very much.
2%. Okay. Hartman. See you later in the week. Love you a lot.
See you, Pop.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511.
Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can...
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Earl Ingram.
Join me Tuesday morning. My good friend Sandy Williams will be back, and we'll dive even deeper into Project 2025 and the Heritage Foundation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. The Todd Alba Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal, genuinely, of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.